something fucking wrong. The fuck? These bitches singing songs. The fuck? The streets are lined with sketchy creatures laughing. Why the fuck are they so happy? Holy hell, these things are creepy. The fuck is this? The fuck?
Welcome to the Bavarians podcast. Merry Christmas. This is our Christmas episode, obviously. Sorry we missed the last 2 weeks or so. We were busy doing Christmas, holiday, what have you related bullshit in preparation for this most holiest of days. So, we're going to discuss the differences between German and American Christmases. They're not super, super different. Different days, like today's with the 24th here. Typically that's American Christmas Eve. That's Christmas Day here in Germany. But they have three days of Christmas.
Yeah, we get 3 days off. Like some people have to work till noon on the 24th, but the 25th and 26th are off for most people, which is nice. Or for all people. I think everything is closed. Yeah. Goes like this. 24th is Christmas Day, as you just said. So we meet up with family and we have a big dinner, usually, and then there's presents. On the 25th and the 26th, you spend the days with the family that you haven't seen on Christmas Day, or with friends, or it's just like Christmas party time where you gather up with people you like and that hopefully like you.
So Christmas Day, the 24th, you meet up with the people you're obligated to see.
Exactly, and then there's the fun afterwards.
And then the 25th, people you don't usually see but want to.
Yeah.
And then 26th is just a day just to have
off. Well, see, we do it the other way around. We have our day off tomorrow on the 25th, and on the 26th we're hanging out with family again. And you can do whatever you want.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, whereas the States, you know, the 24th is Christmas Eve, which is confusing here because there's Christmas Eve, then there's Christmas Eve, and then there's Christmas Day, but then the 24th, Christmas Eve is Christmas Day. Who the fuck knows? And then, on the 6th of December here, that's when Santa Claus comes. I mean, they call him Nikolaus, but yeah, Santa Claus comes that day. Christmas Day, the gifts are brought by a little flying, baby.
Okay, that's weird because, like, I never had an image to it in my head. Like, we call it the Christkind,
it's so like Cupid.
Christ child, in paintings, but that's not what I pictured as a kid, because usually you don't see actual pictures of the Christkind, like, drawn as a little baby angel. It's usually just, like, a big glow, and you can kind of make out wings and a little halo, so it's kind of like a little angel, but it's never portrayed as this infant with a diaper. Like,
so it's like a horror movie where they didn't have the CGI budget to show you what it is. They're just like, it's a thing. It's a real thing, and it does these things. You can't see it, though.
That
makes it easier to lie to children about it, I guess.
It was just like, and I don't know if other people maybe have pictured it as the little baby in a diaper flying around, but I always picture this just as this little light, like, ball of light that would be a little glowy and a little angel-y.
I get that.
Yeah.
I'd prefer it to be a grown man in a diaper and cardboard wings.
That's not disturbing at all.
It's funny.
We have the Christkind bringing our presents, and it's a little similar to your guys' thing where you come down the stairs and Santa was there and he ate cookies and stuff, because we write a little, we call it Wunschzettel, so the wish note.
But
a few weeks ahead.
But since the Christkind is a baby, instead of eating the cookies and leaving presents, he shits himself and then throws up milk on your carpet.
That would be so gross. Mm. It doesn't do that. It, for me, the Christkind always left little, like, sparkly things and a little feather or something on the windowsill where I left my wish note, and in the next morning
it would be... It's an angel, so the shit would be sparkly. That's correct.
So my wish note will be gone, and there was little stuff, and my mom was like, "What was there? Oh my god!" It was super cute.
Yeah, and the Nikolaus here, he's kind of... Well, kind of a letdown, almost
I'm not
an ass.
Done. You interrupted me. I was like, I just got back on track. What I was going to say is what's similar about the Christkind to Santa is that on Christmas Eve, you usually go out around noon and eat with your family or go to a different like house or whatever, or to the church if you're into that. And then when you come back, miraculously, there are presents under the tree. And nobody notices that the dad or the uncle or the aunt just disappeared an hour early and then waited for you at the house. That was never suspicious as a kid. So wow.
The German kids are easy to trick, I guess.
Well, with your Santa thing, he comes down the fucking chimney. Are you serious? Uh-huh. A fat old man.
Mm-hmm. Well, at least we commit to a character, not, it's like kind of glowy.
Yeah, no, that's
a baby,
I,
but like, not really a baby.
I don't know if
we commit, makes the story harder to sell.
Maybe some others commit to it. I don't know. I always imagine it as just this little glow thing.
Well, that's not what I was going to say about Santa before I interrupted you.
Well, go ahead now.
Your Santa, the Nikolaus, he's kind of stingy. He's almost he's a bit of an ass because he gives you, I mean, it's maybe me being greedy American, but he comes and he gives you...
That's an additional thing to Christmas. It's not Christmas.
Fix my microphone here.
That's all what they want to hear.
Yeah, well, I have to fix the shit.
Don't stick it to your skin. You're too dry for that.
Fuck you. Anyways, so maybe it's me being a greedy American, but he comes into your house, which is fine. That's what Nikolaus, Santa Claus, does. And he puts fruit and nuts in your shoe. I don't want to eat stuff that's been in my shoe. I've smelled my shoe.
Well, that's your problem. Clean your shoes better. I don't
know. Like, wrap it in a nice little pack, put it in a bag, a Ziploc bag.
That's what they usually do. We have those little Nikolaus bags like the one over there.
Okay, well, don't put it in my fucking shoe. That's gross. It's not really sanitary.
Okay, where the shoe comes from, because if you don't know that. So, Nikolaus is based of an actual historical figure that lived somewhere in Turkey, near Turkey.
Oh yeah, that's gonna piss off.
It's a Turkish.
It's gonna piss off the right yeah. wings. Oh, your Santa Claus is not white. He's Middle Eastern, yeah. Like Jesus.
And he was a rich guy, and he wanted to help the poor. So he would go around in December and bringing fruit and nuts and all this good expensive stuff to kids in need. So that's where that all comes from. So what you do here is you tell your kids to clean a pair of their shoes. And they really have to clean it and get it all nice. And then they have to put it outside the door. And overnight, Nikolaus puts nuts, fruit, usually a little chocolate, Santa, and like a little thing. For me, it was always like a little book or something in there.
Which makes perfect sense, because if there's one thing that little poor children are known for having, it's shoes. So it would make sense that he would put his gifts into the shoes of children. If you were so poor you didn't have shoes, he was like, fuck you. No fruit for you. And he put his nuts on your forehead.
How do you make everything horrible? It's such a nice tradition. It's so sweet.
Well, that's a good segue of making nice things horrible. Palling around with Nikolaus is a demon.
The Krampus. Yeah.
And I'm the one making festive, nice holidays horrible.
That's not horrible. It's just to teach your kids to be aware that they're not dragged to hell, so they have to be nice to you.
Usually you just don't give them presents, or give them a shitty present.
No. You have to threaten them to get dragged to hell, because that sticks. They're frightened.
Which I'm okay with. That's just me.
Yeah. No, Nikolaus goes around on the 6th of December and gives like the little things in the shoes overnight, but also people hire him to come to their house and read in his little book, in this big, giant golden book, not little, if the kid was nice or not. And he has Krampus with him. And if the kid wasn't nice, Krampus takes him. But we talked about Krampus on this podcast before.
I'm sure we have, but now we have video evidence.
Oh, yeah, we do.
Of his existence.
Yeah. We went yesterday to the Christkindlmarkt in our little village.
The Christmas market that happens every year.
Yeah. And the Pärchen were there. That's like a collection of Krampuses.
Krampusai.
Krampi. Krampi. No, I don't know. So, yeah, and they came and beat Evan a little bit.
They did. They struck me physically with their whips, which just encouraged me to commit further devious acts. I don't know why that was supposed to make me like, oh no, I'll stop.
We'll see what the patient are usually there for.
It's evil spirits and stuff.
Yeah, it was like a pagan thing that they would dress up in mass between the years when the old one ended and the new one. It's kind of like a Yule thing where the 12 days of Yule are celebrated and those were there to...
I think it's part like Halloween started off with a similar thing. You wear your masks to scare off shit.
Exactly. You scare off the evil ghosts and spirits and they dress like scary and they have their bells and they're loud and their whips and stuff. So, yeah.
So, but take a look at a few of our Krampuses at our Christkindlmarkt last night. So those are the Krampuses. Those were the Krampuses, and yeah, it's usually a good turnout because everybody loves a good Krampus. And you drink heavily, eat heavily, like every holiday.
Oh yeah, you drink hot spiced wine.
Yeah,
delicious.
Yeah. So, other than that, Christmas is pretty much the same here as it is there. Slightly different characters, some additions here in Germany, different days, but...
Celebrate the same thing, so it's like, it's the same. People go to church, people pray, people celebrate.
Yeah, it's super...
The arrival of Jesus, which...
It's super churchy here, right? I mean, people don't talk about it as much as they do in the States.
Oh, yeah. Like, I'm always surprised when I talk to friends that I've known for years, and I talk to them, and they're like, oh, yeah, we're going to church on Christmas or whatever. We always do that. And I was like, well, but just because it's Christmas, right? Like, because you've got to go at Christmas. And they're like, no, we're very religious. Like, people don't talk about it here much, and I'm always surprised how people... are religious, because it's not, as you said, in America where everybody chats about, and it's not only the ones that just go on Christmas. It's like people that I've known forever and I had no idea how churchy and how religious they are, and I'm like, oh shit, I'm sorry, I didn't.
Oh yeah, it seems like here people aren't going out of their way patting themselves on the back like, look how much Jesus loves me. No. It's like you go 3 times a year, shut the fuck up. Those of you who go the year round, I'm not talking about you, but you know what I'm talking about. When you go to church, for some reason on Christmas and Easter, you have to get there an hour early to get a spot because all these people who love Jesus magically fill all your spots.
Yeah, but here...
But that's not really...
No, people here, if they're like religious, most of them just go. I mean, we have those people too that just go for Christmas and Easter.
Yes.
But still, like it's... People are not as talkative about it. So it is very churchy here. People will go to everything in the church that's going on in December. But, yeah.
People don't have to explain or let people know about it. It's like...
It's like it's their thing.
It's less of a big deal, I guess, to be viewed as, you know, the holiest of holies.
Yeah.
Which, you know, it's probably how it should be. You know, so take notes, homies.
Another difference about Christmas here in the U.S. is decorations.
Oh, yeah.
Like, here it's very subtle. Like, if a house has a lot of lights that will sparkle and flash in different colors, everybody would be like, oh, my God, did you see their house? Oh, my God. But, like, it's, yeah.
And in the States, it's like if a 1,000 elves gathered around someone's house and had a magical elf bukkake party. Of tinsel and lights all over the home.
Nicely said.
Yeah. If you don't know what that is, Google it. Yeah.
Make sure your kids aren't around.
They can learn a thing or two. You know, it's never bad to be an overachiever, I guess is the lesson, or a multitasker is probably what they would learn from these videos. But yeah, no, in America, the decorations shut down the power grid. Here, you'd be surprised to see a home
completely covered in lights.
Well, even like a couple of strings of lights, like on the roof, you would be.
Well, and if they have a lot of lights, it's usually one or two colors. Like, it's very classy Christmas decoration, I would call it. Like, it's white lights
subtle.
And yellow lights. Yeah, it's subtler.
Because you can have classy, colorful, like multicolored things. Like, there's the one that looks like. Like a Bill Cosby sweater all over the house.
Well, that's not classy. It's Christmassy. That's not classy.
Well, no, because you can have the traditional multicolored bulbs, whatever, but then, I don't know, it's like somebody vomited Fruit Loops like onto your front lawn. That's a bit much.
In white, yellow, and white, green, and red. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's, yeah. No, if they have a lot of decoration here, will be white lights, yellow lights, like very subtle, not too many colors. We have a lot of these, like, reindeers that glow, but only in white, and they're like, so it's stuff like that.
Yeah, and they start it, oddly enough, in December, not late October.
Yeah.
So I'm finding, this is only my second Christmas here in Germany, but I'm finding that I don't want to wrap my lips around the end of a shotgun by the middle of December from all the Christmas music and decor and it's
built up nicely.
It's like if you want to do something Christmassy here, you go to the Christmassy thing.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like, oh, I want to go buy some socks. Jesus Christ, there's a 10-foot Santa Claus.
Oh, we have that in the malls and stuff.
Okay, you go, not everywhere. Like, I'm talking about every store.
Yeah, no, but like the malls are pretty excessive as soon as like December gets close. And like there's a lot of stuff you can buy, like Lebkuchen gingerbread and stuff that starts in November for some reason. I saw Easter stuff a week ago. Easter stuff. Like,
yeah, that's...
What?
That's dumb.
Like Easter is like 4 months away from now.
We'll get to that when it comes. Actually, our Easter episode... You know, assuming we don't slack like we had the last 2 weeks, our Easter episode will be one of the ones we do from California.
That's true. Ooh, we can do it outside.
I know.
The weather will be nice.
That'll be good. That'll be great for the audio, too, all the wind.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Anyways.
Maybe we get Molly to bark in the background.
Yeah, no. It's ambient noise is perfect for recording audio for a podcast.
Podcast?
Podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Yeah. So.
Okay. Well, we wish you all happy holidays. A good slide into the new year, as we say here.
Oh, yeah. They slide into the new year. It's called Sylvester for some reason, which just makes me think of the cartoon cat, not New Year's, but
yeah,
Sylvester.
Sylvester, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe we'll have plenty of footage for that for next episode, the New Year's episode.
Yeah.
But yeah, we actually have content on the Bavaricans on Instagram, so check that out. Like our shit, subscribe to it, leave comments. We'll talk about your Christmas like it matters. And Merry Christmas, and we'll see you next week. Hopefully, we'll see.